You're listening to Roz and Emma. It's just gone 12:30. If you've just joined us, hello. Happy Saturday. Now, Boyne Valley Trail, supported by Love Drogheda Bids and Fall to Ireland, are delighted to announce the return of the September Walking Festival, which takes place from the 15th till the 22nd of September 2024. So steeped with history, Drogheda is the gateway to the Boyne Valley and a highlight of Ireland's ancient East, with the September Walking Festival being a wonderful way to explore the region's rich culture heritage whilst getting out into the beautiful waterways and lush green of the Boyne Valley. And we've got Grainne Rafferty joining us in the studio to tell us about it. Hello, Grainne.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
very
thank you. So, Grainne, you got involved when it started 3 years ago, and how did that come about?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be involved with the Drogheda Arts Centre at the time. They started this mural project, and we were very lucky that we had Anthony Murphy, who was part of it. We brought the mythology and murals to the town, and it has had a wonderful legacy project because we do a lot of tours around the town based on the murals and the myths and legends of Drogheda and the surrounding areas. And at that point then I got involved with it because I would be a storyteller, an actor, and I've worked with children for the last 20 years. And so we would be predominantly working with schools going on the tours, but as well as that, anybody who would like to go on, you know, walking tours around Drogheda, I would be involved with that.
So you're doing the family walks. So yeah. What's involved when people go on the walks with you then?
So basically I'm a storyteller, and I kind of love the idea of telling a story in a landscape. Like, why not? Why wouldn't you want to walk in the footsteps of those who's gone before you? So I would, I mean, the one I'm doing particularly this tomorrow, actually we're doing it, is called The Navigator. Now that's about the trains, which we have a viaduct in Drogheda, which is very, very beautiful. It's probably our most imposing feature. Now, I would tell fact, fiction, and fantasy. So we start
love fiction
off,
here on
yeah.
the show.
Yeah, I do. I, when you're looking at kids and you want to bring them on a walk, I start with, okay, what's it like for a 10-year-old to be in this situation? Mm-hmm. So we have little Deirdre Doyle, or we have little Larry, or we have Doreen. In the case of The Navigator, we have Doreen, a little 10-year-old girl whose father is a train driver, and on his way to work, he meets the Navi Ghost. And it also crosses the lines of the mythological trail. So the navigator would be based on navigational routes. Yeah. And they would have been the guys who built the viaduct. But navigational routes were long before there was any bridges and stuff. They would have used the Boyne.
Yeah.
And in order to get the stones up Newgrange, they brought them from Claherhead and they tied them to the canoes, or they put them into these woodlog canoes, and they brought them up the Boyne, which was the highway at the time. But they dropped some along the way. And I know this from Geraldine Stout, the archaeologist who was part of the dig at Newgrange. And they can be seen along the waterbed at the edge. So I'm reckoning that there's two navigational routes. There's the one that we see and the one that we don't, by the Two-Headed Annan.
So one thing I love about hiking is the mythology and all the stories around it. So if Emma and I went, hypothetically, if we were like, we came to one of your hikes, what's a story, what's some myth or legend you'd tell us?
Well, I'm very fond of Bowan. You know, Bowan or Bowen or whatever is the goddess Bowan. She is our river. She's our river that flows through Drogheda and is our creation myth, which I absolutely love. So it starts that she is actually supposed to be one of Ireland's first feminists, because she walked around the Well of Segesh and she was told that women were not allowed to walk around the Well of Segesh because there was far too much creativity and power. So she made a trial of the well's power and she walked around it anti-clockwise, and the water rose up and consumed her and became part of her and tore apart and burst forth from her eyeball and her chest and her leg and all of these things. She came up into the air and crashed into the landscape and tore apart the landscape, creating the Boyne.
Wow.
And as above, as below, she threw sparks into the sky, and Ballochnabofin, the way of the white cow, is the Milky Way. So literally the stars map the Boyne. It's literally a story to tell you about your landscape.
Yeah,
I love this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I even just listening to you now, I'm like, wow. Yeah.
Never let geology and facts ruin a good story. That's the way I think, you know?
Never, ever, ever. So it's the third year of the Boyne Valley Trails. So what would you say to someone who might be tempted to do it, but maybe hasn't been out lately or hasn't been feeling very active?
Well, there's loads of levels of it. Now, mine are very easy. They're very short.
Yeah.
Like, you're only talking maybe 2 kilometres, so you're not going to be pushing your walking ability too far.
Yeah.
And there's stories along the way, so you get
to
you get to stop.
Little breaks.
Now, there's Nordic walking. Have you done Nordic walking?
So is that like
with
on the
poles?
Yeah, the poles. Yeah,
it's class. Now, Martina Farrell does that, and it's absolutely brilliant. I love that.
So would that be for someone who wants a bit more, like...
That's a little bit more if you want a little bit more of a challenge.
Okay.
But there's also the history tours where you can go and listen to Brendan Matthews, and he's going to tell you all about the joining of the kingdoms.
Yeah.
And we have Des Grant, who's doing the whiskey tour, talks to you about whiskey through Jameson's connection to Drogheda.
Yes.
Drogheda's medieval town, but it has all sorts of wonderful architecture still there. So all of the trails and all the stories are about the landscape and all about the round of, well, what's around you.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. So if you're listening and you're looking for something to do, to go out and do with the kids, or maybe you yourself want a bit of a challenge, you can head to boynevalleytrails.ie for all the details, full event listing, and to book tickets or see Boyne Valley Trails on Facebook or at boynevalley_trails on Instagram for more details. Thank you, Grainne, so much for joining us in studio today. I think Em and I, we're kind of jealous we can't come along.
Yeah. Thanks, Grainne.
Thank you very much.